This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJV Experience for Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffens, 7 after the hour, along with my pal Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all of us here to do you right. It's an exercise that is not that is not futile, as people in... I heard yesterday from somebody that I know in the Austin area, Austin, Texas. We've been... I don't know why the focus has been on Austin off and on here. We have listeners in that area for sure. Talking about traffic and things that have changed, how many people from Southern California moved to Austin, what a wildly wonderful city it is. My son has a great friend who went to school with him, who's a teacher in an elementary school. Both he and his wife are teachers in an elementary school, and they love it, but they don't have to drive because they live less than 4 miles from the school, and that's pretty much their trek. But apparently... what's going on? A lot of people spend a lot of time in the car listening to the radio, which I guess is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Say hi to the folks in the Raleigh area. Hi, Raleigh, Durham. How do you do?
Is Sorry that about the passenger,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, I was going to. Maybe that's what I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it's the passenger.
Central Indiana checking in with folks in Wisconsin. Hi. And then there are the Woonsocket folks listening in the Providence area of Rhode Island, and then the Nashville Cats. I'm just looking at some of the places getting some input here. Down in Florida in the West Palm Beach, Wellington area, how do you do? The conversation yesterday here in Los Angeles on pretty much all of the radio stations, O.J. Simpson up for parole on Thursday. The hearing will be held. It'll supposedly be 30, 35 minutes. Every news hound in the world is there. The big thing on KFAN last night, they were talking about their reporter, Steve Gregory, Jennifer, being the only radio guy in the entire universe that gets in there.
Right. So I thought except myself, for my friend, who's a radio guy and who's also there. But that's okay.
What makes me sad is that there's so much attention being paid to this. What a circus this is going to be. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what the benefit of the doubt or is because of O.J.'s background and how much he was in trouble. What weighs the heaviest here on the people who make this decision?
He's going to get out.
Say what?
He's going to get out. There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to get out.
Why do you say that?
I would be shocked if he doesn't get out.
But aren't there a lot of things they'll take into consideration?
Well, apparently, no, you can't do that. That would be totally illegal. They cannot. And actually, the judge in 2008, when he was up for on this trial on these charges, because don't forget, he was accused of killing his wife and Ron Goldman back in the 90s.
Right.
And he was acquitted of those charges. He was guilty of them in the civil trial, so he had to pay a lot of money to the Brown family and to the Goldman family. But instead of just going away and beating a big murder rap and just disappearing, he decided that he was going to go into a Nevada or Las Vegas hotel room and at gunpoint hold some people hostage, not let them leave their hotel room so that he could get his stuff back, as he liked to say. I guess they had some of his memorabilia or merchandise. And apparently preventing people, you know, from leaving a hotel room while you're trying to get your stuff back is actually called kidnapping. And, you know, go figure. So he was convicted of that, which was a minimum of a 9-year sentence and a maximum of a 30-year sentence. And the judge in that trial said, we can't consider anything from previous trials, none of that can be accounted for with this. Apparently in parole hearings in Nevada, which is where he's being held, they really primarily take into account the behavior of the prisoner and whether or not this person was a model citizen and what they'll be doing after they get out of jail. So OJ has been, by all accounts, a model prisoner. When he gets out of jail, he has money and a home and a life to go home to. There's no way that he's not getting out of jail. I mean, literally, I would faint if he doesn't get out. That's how sure I am that he's getting out.
One of the things that when I think back on all of the stuff that you've just described so well, the business of holding those people, but if you've read any of the stories, the accounts, or if you saw the television reenactment of it, it doesn't it doesn't stack up to be this violent, horrible thing. I mean, holding somebody at bay at gunpoint is one thing, but it doesn't seem that it was ever portrayed that these guys were ever really serious about doing anything except getting the stuff back. And
right.
So, yeah, okay, so he used the gun. I mean, it sounds like there was more made of it than really actually might have happened, and it was a way or an excuse to get O.J. for something. You know, you always hear that kind of stuff. What's the other case where somebody committed a crime and everybody knew they committed a crime, but they didn't get it, so then they got them for something else? Why was that?
The jinx could be one, but they kind of got him. I mean, they busted him when he admitted it off camera, Robert Durst.
Yeah, but never, but Robert Blake, somebody was talking about him and how he got away with it.
He still contends that he's innocent.
Yeah, well, but he never
did. I guess O.J. would say that too, though, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and I mean, look, obviously the court system in L.A. at that time, I was young, but I remember the racial tensions that were going on in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think it's fair to say, without being called a racist or whatever, but just armchair quarterbacking what happened, race was the single reason that O.J. Simpson walked from that murder hearing. He had that Mark Furman testimony, where Mark Furman was caught on tape using the N-word 20 years before the actual account of what happened. That's what turned the tides in the O.J. hearing.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's what turned the tide. Come on, Jeff.
I don't know about that. The N-word was the real game changer, I think. And you're right, the glove, and they gamed Christopher Darden, who made a terrible mistake in calling for him to try the glove on, because the glove had been treated with stuff to preserve it for evidence, and it was too small.
And anyone knows, I mean, those are expensive leather gloves, and anyone knows if you have leather shoes that you haven't worn in a while, they shrink up to nothing. So, I mean, that's very
leather
plausible.
Shoes do?
Sure. Leather boots, leather shoes, if you don't have them on, what do they call them, shoe trees? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting that you can still look at O.J. and he still appears to be kind of a likable guy. I was talking about that. We were talking about that on my program yesterday, is that even when you look at him sitting in court and he's got that smirk on his face,
looks
there's
so
something
fat,
about
though,
him.
Now. He's so
well, he's been in jail for 9 years, and he's also 70 years old. I mean, he's, you know.
Did you guys hear about
no
speaking
offense,
of fat?
But,
wait a minute. Just because you're 70 doesn't mean you're going to look old and fat. Thank
That's
you very
true.
Much.
But excuse speaking me, about me. Old and fat, did you guys hear about the cookie with O.J.? Did you hear about that part?
No. Well, no. He's been eating plenty of them. Apparently, the guards all love him. He's got sort of a groupie.
Yeah, he's charismatic. That's what I'm getting at, is he's not, you know, he makes people like him, which is
What about
strange.
The cookie?
Well, apparently, when he first got in there, within the first 6 months of him being in jail, one of the other inmates stole a bunch of cookies and handed them out on his way back to the cell, and everybody else ate them in secret, but O.J. sat front and center and ate his cookie right in front of a female guard, and she wrote him up for having contraband. And so he said, he called his lawyer and said, he pleaded with the guard, and she wasn't having it, and he called his lawyer and said, I'm not going to get parole because they wrote me up for contraband, because this is going back to what Jennifer was saying about your behavior inside. Mm. And so he knew once the cookie happened that was going to be a really big deal. And his lawyer was able to reason with the female guard and said, you're going to be called the cookie monster if you proceed with this and you write him up for that.
You're
and the guards won't have, yeah, it'll be, you know, the guards won't, the other inmates won't have respect for you. And so she took the report back. But that cookie could have prevented him from getting parole.
All right,
what
14,
a strange life. Gosh.
It really is.
Right? There's sports icon and entertainment and now pop culture icon.
Crazy. Right. So what does he do when he gets out?
That's what I've asked.
He's going. His family's in Florida, so he goes back to Florida, lives there. But does he get some kind of a gig that puts? He's got to be able to do a podcast. He's got to be able to do
a reality show. If he needs money, a reality show.
Yeah.
ASAP.
And the
He'll
Goldmans
have a million
then
dollars.
Get. Don't the Goldmans get a third of whatever he? No matter what. What's that? The civil settlement against him.
No matter any future projects they get to have a piece of, except his pension is protected, which it's well over, it's like $250,000 or something like that, I think, a year that they don't have any access to. So
we can live a normal life, $250,000, a fairly normal life.
We also said yesterday we're not sure what the status of his relationship is with his children, who are now late 20s, early 30s. I guess are they living in Florida still, or are they in L.A.? We don't know.
I think most of his family is still in Florida. I don't know how to divvy him up, but
yeah.
Under the circumstances, what did they think he killed their mother?
Well, that's a good question. They've never spoken about it.
I don't remember hearing anything about what their thoughts were, unless I was absent that day.
Brown's sister is the one who raised them, I think, right? That's what Jen said yesterday?
Yeah. And wasn't she a client of Gloria's, Jennifer? And wasn't there some kind of a hoopla there, it seems to me?
Mm-hmm. I remember. Yeah, no, that's probably right. Yeah.
16 past the hour, DJV experience. In a moment, Congress overturns restrictions against slaughtering horses in our country. This ought to be something that gets the horse lovers, well, actually any of us who
value
life. Let's tell the story in a moment. Stand by.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. So when you're on a losing streak, is it hard to get out of a losing streak? When you're on a winning streak, is it hard to stop winning? Now, that's a very interesting question because there are many, many sports teams that have a losing streak and they're measured and it brings their motivation down and it brings their positive focus down. And eventually they break out of it when they understand the things that they were doing wrong and not only understand, but also want to admit. Yet on a winning streak, the pressure continues on to continue to win and break records. Obviously, all of us would rather be on a winning streak. And in order to get on a winning streak, yeah, here it comes, you got to think like a winner, not like a loser. So every time you do something, just don't do it for the moment. Do it to establish a long-term winning streak in life. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, those of you who are horse lovers, and I know there are a lot of them around the country, the government of the United States, through the House Appropriations Committee, has voted to lift a measure that acts as a ban, more or less, on horse slaughter as part of a spending bill. This is that convoluted way we get bills passed in our country, stuff that gets thrown together has nothing to do with anything. Horse meat is not specifically banned, but currently the Department of Agriculture can't fund horse meat inspections, which means meat processing plants can't legally butcher them. That doesn't mean that they aren't. It just means it's not legal. So if this measure passes the full House, then horse meat will be legal in our country. Immigrants that are coming here from various places apparently are prone to liking horse meat. Now, what does that mean? We're going to start killing dogs because the Chinese and the Asians like dog meat? How is that?
Immigrants have been wanting to leave that behind. That's something in Europe. That's why in America, historically,
so
we have never
demand?
Eaten horse meat.
From whom is there a demand
dog
for
food?
Horse meat?
For dog food companies, absolutely. And in Mexico, most of the horses who have been no longer are racehorses or are wild horses that have been caught now have been shipped to Canada and Mexico where slaughtering is legal. And I don't know what they use that meat for. Maybe in Canada they eat horse meat. I don't know.
It's called, the ad is From Stable to Table, which is pretty gross in and of itself.
So disgusting.
It is really disgusting. It's like, I don't like any flesh of any. You don't have any support for me eating.
Except for some sausage and fish.
Bacon.
But cows and stuff, but it's interesting how we hold horses in higher esteem than we do cows when it comes to that, at least in our country. But a lot of people are upset about this.
Should we make it illegal to slaughter cows now, too?
Sure, why not?
I'd be down with that. I don't eat anything on four legs.
21 after the hour, DJV show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pretty exciting weekend this past weekend here in Los Angeles because of the Classic West show at Dodger Stadium. My daughter lives just below Dodger Stadium, and I always confuse Los Feliz with
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz with what's the other little village that's over here that I can't remember.
Silver Lake?
Yeah, no, it's not
Island
Silver Lake.
Park.
That's where they used to be. Yeah, Echo Park, that's it. Anyway, Echo so Park. They live right below Dodger Stadium, and when I was driving over to the house on Saturday, it took forever. I'm thinking, this is a strange time for people to be going to a Dodgers game. And I'd forgotten all about the fact that the crowds were actually for Classic West. There were two nights of them, Saturday and Sunday. So the Eagles started the show on Saturday. And it was quite a show. This was, probably a lot of you have seen video of this. They started shoulder to shoulder at the front of the stage, blending their voices. They were doing an a cappella. They didn't have any of the instruments. Sort of a bluegrassy arrangement of Seven Bridges Road. There were some new faces, though. Vince Gill now is a part of the Eagles, right? How's that going over? Is that the people?
Apparently very well.
There's a hologram of Glenn Frey, who was a co-founder, who passed away last year. Man, I still can't. He looked very healthy, but he was 67. He died. So his son Deacon apparently is now filling his shoes. Is that right?
Yeah.
He's practiced well and fills in. A lot of these guys, you know that with the four tops, they have only one of the original members, and then cousins and nephews and the son of one of them. So you wonder whether they're as good, frankly. Apparently, from all accounts that I heard on the radio here, Jennifer, they were fabulous, as was Fleetwood Mac. But the real focus the first night at Classic West were the Eagles, although I think America was there. They had a couple of other bands. Fleetwood Mac was on Sunday, but who else was with them? Do you remember?
I don't know. I was out of town this weekend, so I sort of missed all the hoopla, thankfully.
Yeah. I think Journey opened for
Journey,
Fleetwood Mac.
That's right. Yes,
that sounds okay. Right. Yeah.
Yep,
I don't remember who opened for the Eagles. Maybe no one, because they played 2.5 hours. So
yeah. Well, they were still at it. I think at 10 o'clock I was listening to The Sound, which is the classic rock station here in Los Angeles. They actually did a broadcast from both nights over there, carrying the concert live, which is kind of the neat thing is the old days of radio coming back again. That stuff used to go on all the time, and now not so much of it goes on. But these guys, Joe Walsh said, "We're back, and we're back for our family, and you are part of our family. This one's for you, Glenn. You're in our hearts. The music goes on. Let's give a warm Eagles family welcome to Deacon Fry." And then they went going, as you said, 2.5 hours. They kept going. Deacon Fry was given the task of recreating some of his dad's most recognizable hits. And I wonder how I haven't heard any audio from it, but the reviews seem to be pretty good.
He actually seemed to go over very well and sounds a lot like his dad.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of, I think, what people want the most. You know, it's when your dad's gone and he had such an iconic voice, if you can recreate that, and he looks exactly like his dad, too.
Does he?
He's like George Harrison's son. I mean, yeah. Danny. Like, they're just doppelgangers.
Mm-hmm. He did the lead on Already Gone. Vince Gill was the lead on Lion Eyes and Tequila Sunrise, Take It to the Limit, New Kid in Town. There's one more person who wanted to join on the Glenn tribute, Bob Seger, who was also from Detroit, as was Fry. He met Fry as backup singer in the 60s, surprised the crowd out there performing a song he co-wrote called Heartache Tonight. That's one of the great, I think that's one of the great Eagles tunes. I'm going to crank it up here. Artie, don't you think this is one of the Eagles' great tunes?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so a tribute to Glenn Fry, appropriate. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. People are always saying to me, Warren, besides those box treats that you buy at the supermarket, what can I do to give my dog a healthy treat? Well, a lot of people go to fruit. Now, I'm a big fan of eating a lot of fruit, but there are some fruits you can and some you can't give your dog. On the yes end of it, yes, you can give your dog bananas. They're rich in potassium, blueberries, high in antioxidants, kiwis, a good source of vitamin C, pineapple, try freezing some as a frozen treat, and even strawberries are fine. If you're going to give your dog apples, make sure the seeds are out. If you're going to give them oranges, understand they're very high in sugar. Be careful. Peaches, remove the pit. It can cause intestinal blockage. And watermelon, get rid of the rind. Never give your dogs avocado. It can cause vomiting. Never give them cherries. Never give them grapes. And never give them raisins. Both grapes and raisins can cause kidney failure. So the healthy ones, bananas, blueberries, kiwis, pineapple, and strawberries, in moderation. I'm Warren Eckstein.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Think you can't manage the down payment it takes to purchase a new home? Think again. You could move into a $150,000 home with as little as $1,500 down with our 1% down payment option. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Weeds love your garden. They hide near flowers knowing you can't touch them. Now you can with Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot 1 from the Home Depot. A special buy at just $19.97. The protective shield means pinpoint accuracy so you can target weeds without harming surrounding plants. With Roundup in hand, weeds are in trouble. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer with Sure Shot Wand. Just $19.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last, U.S. only.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, DanPilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
How's your life today? Would be a good question. How's your life every day? I hope your life is better because you're spending some time here with us. How do you do? 34 after the hour, the DJV experience. You can follow us on Twitter, and you can follow us at facebook.com/good day. Jennifer Horn is here. And
/ DJV show.
What'd I say?
Good day.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've been rung in my head for how many years before I got into this kettle of fish? A fine kettle of fish you put me into, Victoria. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. So, there's a, this, let your imagination run wild for a minute, ladies and gentlemen, will you please? Imagine you're driving down the highway, busy summer day, it's a hot day, it's been hot this week, and in front of you is a truck, and the truck overturns and dumps slime and eels all over the highway. And it's 90 degrees. Can you imagine never mind looking at these things, which is a horror in and of itself, but the road's covered thick, and the cars are driving over these things and squishing them and squashing them, and the eels are going everywhere, and the goo's everywhere.
Ugh.
Creates a crash. It's on the 101 up in Oregon, Jennifer. They had to close it down, and drivers were warned the usual traffic stuff. I can imagine, what's the report on Waze when there are eels in the road?
Right?
Police ahead. Okay. Right. Eels ahead. The eels had been on their way to Korea. Because we're talking about...
Yeah, the 101 horses. In Oregon?
Yeah, well, they're going up there on their way to Seattle again on a plane that goes to Korea.
They, eels on a plane.
Yeah.
Right. There's the sequel for Samuel L. Jackson.
The slime, though, eels are really slimy.
Ugh.
And people say
they're
delicate.
Sea snakes.
Yeah, they are. They're horrible creatures. Yuck.
The pictures, I would not advise Googling it, but the amount of slime, it looks like something from a movie set, like Ghostbusters. It's just, it was unreal.
All right, so let's move sort of fast forward to a situation. I'm looking at this because it's something that's going on in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. But imagine in any circumstance, there's a tattoo parlor in Framingham. Most places have tattoo parlors. As a fellow from town who's a fan of Boston sports teams. And so what he's done is take pictures of all of his favorite Boston sports personalities, whether they were players for the Celtics. I'm looking at a picture of Bill Russell tattooed on this guy's leg. He also has all of the other, he has basketball stars. He has football stars. He's got baseball stars. And they're all up and down both of his legs.
Why?
I know. I don't
get that. Yeah. I mean, seriously, really, putting a face, would you put any face on your body? I mean, it's just
never.
So bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Never. Maybe.
It's actually, but I'm looking
maybe
at
my dog.
It's a pretty good likeness of his face, of the one I'm looking at is of Bill Russell. But looking at some of these other ones, he's got a couple of kids, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, my dad has his own face on his
body.
He has his own face on a tattoo on his own body?
Why?
Yeah, so my dad has a lot of tattoos, but on his rib cage, there's basically like a little face. It's a younger self of him, and it's like peering out of his side.
Oh my God.
It's like him looking. It's actually one of my favorite tattoos. It's pretty funny. But I can't imagine getting someone else's face.
I've never heard of getting your own face, though, Kara, to be honest.
I know.
I'll have to get a picture of it and show it to you guys.
I feel like I want to talk to your dad now about this.
I know.
I have questions.
Here's an intervention from Kara. All right, as long as we're in the sports department, let's get at some of the items of interest here from both Jennifer and Kara and Victoria. I know, Kara, I'm going to throw one at you as well. So because we're New York bound, Victoria, this is the Yankee hitter who is in the news. The fellow is Aaron Judge, who made headlines for doing what?
Well, for winning the home run derby the night before the MLB All-Star game. But what he really is making headlines for now, he hit 47 home runs, four of which traveled more than 500 feet, which is not easy to do. Mm-hmm. One actually struck the Marlins Park roof. And that's why he's making headlines still a week later. And it turns out that NASA engineers helped design the Marlins retractable roof, and they calculated how far a human being could actually hit a ball so that they would build the roof higher than that so it would never interfere in live play. So they didn't think that this was humanly possible until he did it twice in one night. And so now the Marlins have to go back, and they have a rule that if this ever happened in live play, that if the ball bounced up, it wouldn't be a foul. It would still be considered a live ball. And so now they have to rethink their rule, knowing that Aaron Judge could actually hit the roof. And so they've had to recalculate things, and they have to go back to the drawing board to come up with however they're going to deal with this again in the future. But it's interesting that even NASA's algorithms were not able to anticipate Aaron Judge's core body strength.
Gives new meaning to the phrase "hit the roof."
Yeah.
210 feet above ground. Man, this is some kind of. Is he a big? I don't know.
He's
this guy.
He's 6'7".
Yeah,
and 280 pounds. I'm surprised, though, because I think Giancarlo Stanton, who plays for the Marlins, is about that same size, a little bit smaller. But I guess he's never had that same issue. But
I could have talked about it. Kara, would you like to have a date with him?
He is the same age as me, so yes, I would like to go on a date with him.
Giancarlo Stanton, I can set you up. He's from Sunland, actually, his name is really Michael.
Is it really? I don't want to be set up with him. I want to be set up with Aaron Judge. So, Victoria, if you go to any Yankees games and meet him, then let me know.
I'll see what I can do.
There we are. Date for a day. Here it is on the DJV Experience. Now, Jennifer, I know how big bowling is in your life.
Yeah. I actually like to bowl occasionally. I was a pretty good
wee bowler. I do, too, for a long time because I can't get anybody...
Hey, maybe we should go. Except we can never get together. But
I know it. Yes. All right. So this is the largest junior bowling event in the world, the Junior Gold Championships. What's the story?
Yeah, so after several years of continuous cuts in non-revenue sports, the collegiate level, bowling still offers a number of scholarship opportunities. This is good news. The largest junior bowling event in the world.
What do you say to somebody you meet, though? You got a bowling
professional bowler? I say, you're getting a free college ride. Good for you. The junior gold, and you get to drink beer and eat peanuts while you're doing it. It's perfect.
Yeah, there's no real workout regimen.
Junior gold championships kicked off in Cleveland on Sunday night with the opening ceremony, and organizers expect roughly 325,000 in scholarships will be awarded, up from about 300,000 last year. So these are on the rise. More than 4,000 bowlers ages 7 to 20 are competing in the event that runs through July 22nd. The top male and female bowlers in each age bracket will be awarded scholarships, which will go into their SMART account, which stands for the Scholarship Management and Account Reporting for 10 Pins. It's an independent entity that helps young bowlers manage and protect their scholarships. And it works just like a bank account. So when athletes are getting their scholarships, they deposit them into their SMART account. Then when they head off to college, they can transfer the winnings out as they need to. It's a pretty cool idea. Individual schools are offering scholarships as well. There were 77 women's bowling teams in the NCAA for 2016-2017. So there you have it. Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. Then so.
And you're not going to get CTE from bowling, that's for sure.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, you might really.
Unless you're really bad at bowling.
True that Ryan Lochte is off the hook for all the things that he supposedly did in Rio? Is that? Yeah. So,
that is true.
Why did that come about? Because he proved that he didn't do anything wrong, or they're just tired of.
No, an appeals court said technically he didn't call the police. The police went to him, so he had no intention. He didn't intentionally report a false crime. So he's basically getting off on a technicality.
He just lied to the police. That's it's different.
And lied to Good Morning America and lied to...
I'm going to say it again. The guy has two brain cells, and they rub together every once in a while to make fire. It's a good thing he's pretty.
There you go.
Yeah.
In the business news, Campbell's Soup. I suppose this would be food news. Biz news and food news together. Campbell's Soup, the saltiest soup company in the world, has bought Organic Pacific. See what this suggests? This is the way so many of these companies that are having flat business reports, they're not making it, they're not increasing their market share. Because of A, competition, and B, because of the desires of people who are now figuring out what they really want to buy. It's really interesting. It's kind of like you hear from people from time to time where we have the haves and the have-nots, and there's nothing in the middle anymore. There's good food and there's bad food, and there's not much in the middle anymore. And I'm not suggesting that Campbell's soups are bad. I grew up eating a lot of Campbell's soups, for sure. The tomato soup with cheese sandwich. How many of us had tomato soup on Saturday with grilled cheese sandwiches? I think that was every Saturday.
That's a classic American meal, yeah.
Right. So anyway, they're going to buy Pacific Foods and then get into the organic world, except now the problem is the organic world has been co-opted and corrupted by the government, and the big companies like Campbell's that are buying these companies that are doing successfully a lot of things. I mean, it's a $700 million deal. And this is the kind of stuff that keeps Campbell's from being as successful as they used to be. And the problem is the big companies buy these organic companies and they destroy the value of them because they water everything down, literally and figuratively. So,
and there's a brand stigma with Campbell's. You know, Campbell's was one of the companies that fought the hardest against food transparency labeling.
Right.
So, you know, there are a lot of people, like, this blew up all over my social media yesterday with friends saying, okay, great, I can't buy Pacific anymore because now Campbell's is probably going to have the same, you know, they just don't want to support Campbell's as a as a brand.
No. Well, something to be said for that. All right, also in business and money news, college, a focus is people getting ready already. Can you imagine? The people, football is getting ready to start over again. Colleges are getting ready to accept their new students. And a lot of folks that have been accepted to school that didn't get a scholarship or they didn't get loans and that sort of thing are trying to figure out how to pay the bill even at this point. So here I'm going to offer you, or actually Jim Smith is going to offer you some strategies to make college more affordable.
Summer is in full swing, and for many families around the country, college is just a month away. Paying for it can be a challenge, but personal finance expert and host of So Money podcast, Farnoosh Tarabi, has last-minute tips to make higher education affordable if you haven't been saving for years.
Get in touch with the admissions team and ask about any new scholarships, grants, or financial aid opportunities that you might not know about. If you work, talk to your employer. Some companies offer tuition assistance plans for full-time employees and their dependents.
Finding a part-time job can also help pay for tuition during the school year.
The early bird gets the worm. Arrive on campus a little sooner than everyone else to apply for the various job openings around town and on campus.
And for those who need to borrow,
look for a lender like College Ave Student Loans with low, fixed and variable rates and options to customize the loan to fit your budget.
For more information, visit collegeavestudentloans.com. Now you're in the know.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I just was talking about the fact that people are getting ready to come back to school already. I was looking at a blog post from a lady who is the mother of a sixth grader, and the sixth grader was going to get an honorary from the school for having perfect attendance. He went to school every single day for all of his days in elementary school. And the reason I bring it up is because we never had prizes like that, but I was one of those kids that always went to school. I never missed a day of school from kindergarten till 12th grade. Never missed one day of school. Never missed a class in college for the 4 years that I was there. So, and I wasn't looking for, I just took it in stride. It was my job. I guess I figured I was supposed to go to school every day, and that's what I did. And so anyway, this young 6 year old named JJ was told by his mother he couldn't accept the award for perfect attendance. And she wrote on her blog, quote, "In this family, you're not shamed for ill health, vulnerability, or weakness. In this house, you're not encouraged to spread germs when you're not well. In this house, we look after ourselves and the weakest among us. Can you imagine a workplace that at the end of each week marked out all of the people who hadn't been sick, where all the departments with the least number of people off were rewarded in front of everybody else? It happens in schools all the time. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere that would create when people who had days off because of bereavements, mental health problems, or chronic conditions were singled out? No, in our family, we don't. We teach our children about value, and school is valuable. Good health is valuable." I'm just thinking about that in a strange, interesting way. That is a great thing to teach your kids, isn't it? Think about it. 10 before the hour.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224, 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jack Stockwell is here at 73 past the hour?
I don't think so.
73 degrees in the studio where I am, but at 53 past the hour, Jack visits from his perch as a NUCA board-certified chiropractor. He's a GAPS practitioner studying, that is, your gut. That's what a GAPS practitioner does. And so his focus is on the sorts of things that are natural, that are healthy, keeping a focus on our body. So when you hear his voice, you're going to think, what the hell happened to Jack? He's supposed to be a healthy guy. What's his problem?
Well, I had sinus surgery a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I have Medicare and all of the money I paid into it for 50 years, I decided, you know, I want to get some of that money back in case it disappears. However, I needed to have a couple of dental implants done. And when the dental surgeon was looking at where, you know, how to do this, and he didn't like the pictures. And he said, you need to go talk to an ENT, the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to one and struck up a wonderful friendship. I mean, this is a Western medicine trained fellow who was open to everything that I had to talk about, even in the fact of not having to do antibiotics initially. And he said, yeah, he says, I can't believe you are sitting here with your, not having your head buried in your hands from pain. He said, you ought to be going nuts with this. But he said, look at it. And I saw the CT scan, and I see MRIs, CT scans, x-rays all day long. I know how to look. I know how to read these things. And my maxillary sinuses were completely filled with fluid. And it was moving up into my ethmoid sinus, which is right underneath the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this isn't something that you play around with or you put off any longer. And so we decided to do the surgery. Then they had to, I was out. I was under for a couple hours because he said, well, I don't know how many times they say things like this, but he said, this is one of the worst cases I have ever seen.
Well, I'm going to counter, I'm going to add to that, and to underscore for people listening, your sinuses are nothing for you to fool around with. And no. I'll tell you why Jack will continue with his story, his sinus story, as we continue here.
I'm Nicole Feliciano, CEO of Mom Trent, and I've got three tips for having a great summer with your family. First, let's talk about meal prep. With Smithfield brand marinated fresh pork, meal prep is hassle-free. Find it in the refrigerated section, and it is super easy to get on the table. It's pre-seasoned. To get inspired with different options for what's available and recipes, head to SmithfieldRealFlavorRealFast.com. When it comes to pizza night, we really rely on the Virtuoso Classic Crust Pizza. It comes in a variety of toppings. Super tasty, and to find out where it's available in a store near you, head to their website. When it comes to tackling laundry, what you're going to do is add in the Clorox 2 Stain Remover and Color Booster with your favorite detergent. You're going to get four times the stain removing power and twice as bright laundry in no time at all. So that's a quick laundry hack for you as well. For more tips, head over to momtrends.com.
All right, so the sinus and your focus on your sinus, you get a sinus infection, believe me, it's nothing to mess with. If you ever talk to an ear, nose, and throat guy, I was in, and this was not coincidental at all, Jack, on Friday of last week, I went to see an ear, nose, and throat guy because I had blood coming out of my ear. And I'm trying to figure out what the heck that blood is. And turned out that I had a bug bite in my ear, probably in some field somewhere on the farm. Bug gets in there and sticks and, you know, chews a little bit on your inner ear and then goes someplace and you get a little bit of a discharge, but it cleared off and he said, stop using Q-tips to clean out your ear. Well, that's nothing new. But in the interim, when you go to an ear, nose, and throat guy, I don't know if this is your experience or not, they automatically, as a matter, and I saw this guy last year for something else. Oh, I know, I had a bloody nose and he cauterized it, but they take a little swab and they stick it in your nose to numb the surface. And then they take this god-awful, it looks like a six-foot black tube and stick it down your nose, down your throat. You had that experience too when they were examining you?
They're a little more advanced than that though. And that six-foot long black tube was about 3 inches or 4 inches long. And it forced my nose open for the draining. But I started with an infection too.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He said I had a root canal that went bad that penetrated the membrane.
It comes from the gums and the teeth. You're right.
Absolutely.
I had that experience about 10 years ago. I had a bad impacted tooth. The dentist takes the tooth out. There's a little cyst in there. And he said another 3 weeks, that thing cooking in there, you'd have been gonzo right to your brain.
Yeah, that's how serious this stuff is.
Yeah,
and so that's why I finally decided I don't care how I'm going to sound on Doug's show. I'm sure Doug loves me enough.
I think I love you, Jack, and you sound just fine. I don't know what anybody's going to be concerned about.
Yeah, but every day for young one, it's going to feel better. No, I feel great because I can breathe through my nose.
Dr. Jack Stockwell here, featured on the DJV Experience at 59 past the hour.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.